I want to know if you would stay living in this house or you would be, nah, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I'm moving.
Okay.
I can't stay here anymore. So a teacher in Liverpool bought this house. It's an old house. And he's 32 years old. And he says, I'm going to go ahead and remove a wall or two. You know, that wall by the stairs is kind of weird. I'm going to take that wall out. So he starts taking walls
renovating. Yeah. I mean, listen, open concept is what it's all about now. So you're supposed to take down all the walls.
Right. So he got the keys to the house on Friday night. He's tearing walls down. That's it. I'm tearing walls down. So he starts hammering this wall, and inside the wall is a doll.
A doll?
It is in the wall. So here's a photo of said doll. And it's an old, kind of like a Raggedy Ann-ish with yellow hair, kind of creepy looking doll.
Okay, so what you're showing me is a doll with like yellow braids and like a bonnet of some kind and a big white and blue dress.
Right. So she's just kind of hanging out in the wall.
Okay.
So he goes, you know, this is kind of weird. Looks in the doll's hand and there's a letter.
And
it's handwritten in a little girl's handwriting.
Uh-oh. Okay. What does it say? Ooh, I'm getting chills.
It says, my name is Emily. My original owners lived in this house in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them, so I hope you have knives. Hope you sleep well.
Okay, that sounds like a scam.
Okay, so would you take the doll out, throw the note away, throw the doll away, or put the doll on eBay after this letter or this article came out and just move on with your life and keep renovating the house? Or would you move the hell out? That's it. I'm done.
Okay. I would definitely put the doll and the letter on eBay because, you know me, I'll sell my grandmother on eBay if I can. Which, put a pin in this because I have to tell you a situation I'm having with my cousins right now and eBay. But yes, I would definitely sell the doll and the note on eBay. Yes. And I don't know. How much do I love the house? Is it an old rickety house or is it beautiful?
You just bought it and you're excited that it's going to be renovated and it looks good and all that, but now it's got some weird mojo to it.
It's not weird mojo. Nah,
The doll's in the wall.
Nah, I don't buy into that. I would think that it's something that when they were building the wall, whoever lived there before me did it as a joke and thought like one day somebody will find this, it'll be hilarious. You know what I mean? Like I
would look at doll killing people. Funny, hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not concerned with a doll killing people. I mean, in a movie, that's super scary. But in real life, no, if I really love the house, I don't know, I'm staying. I bought it with my own. 32 years old, you have enough money to buy a house? That's impressive.
Yeah, you're a teacher, bought the house. It's in the right neighborhood. It's near school. You don't have to go too far. I'm out. I mean, this is bad mojo. This doll's been in that wall since 1961. No good can come of this.
You think it's been in the wall since 1961. The guy who lived there before you in 2011 could have put it in there.
That's even creepier. So the guy that put the doll in the wall still is alive. So I'm not worried about the doll killing me. I'm worried about the person that put this thing in a wall.
No, I think that's a good origin story for the house. Like one day, you know, a 32-year-old's going to get married and have kids and there'll be grandkids and they'll be like, oh, let me tell you a funny story about this house. I think definitely stay in the house and just have that as your meet cute story for the house.
No, it's not like it's Baby Yoda in the wall or Luke Skywalker. No, it's a creepy doll in the wall since 1961. Yeah, so his friends are like, dude, that's enough. That's freaky enough for me. Put the house up for sale. Leave the wall like it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let people come and buy the house and say, I started to knock this wall down and I said, screw it, I'm out of here.
So is the guy selling the house or is he staying?
No, he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. All of his friends said, get out, you know, done, leave it. But he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So right, that's where right. they left it. So he's up in the air.
So it's funny you bring up eBay and selling something on eBay, which is the first thing I would do. So tell me what you think about this. My grandfather died many, many years ago, and my grandmother had all of his stuff, okay, and moved out of their house together into, she was married before my grandpa and had a son before my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy lives in a giant house in Arizona. So my grandma went and moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And had all my grandpa's stuff, but didn't want to take it with her. So she divided a whole bunch of it between me and my cousins. And my grandpa was a collector. He collected lots of wild, weird, wacky stuff. He was really into vaudeville and comedy. So he collected all of these like puppets and marionettes and things like that. And I think she gave those to one of my cousins because nobody wanted them. But he did have this collection of shoes. I think this is where my love of shoes came from. Little tiny porcelain shoes that he collected. He traveled all over the world. Every place he went, he bought these little collectible shoes.
Where the hell do you buy those?
I don't know. I guess that was one of those things that he was able to find when he went to little areas, like, you know, in Turkey or whatever. Like he was able to find them in tourist shops.
Are they
in,
for dolls or little kids or what?
No, they're not for anybody. They're literally collectibles. They're teeny tiny. Like yeah, spoons. Some of them. Yeah, like spoons. Like somebody that collects spoons or bells
right.
is something else that they used to collect back then. So it's all different sizes and shapes. And some of them are vintage. Some of them are porcelain. Some of them are leather. Some of them are metal. Like, and there's someone pretty cool. He got these. He got a couple of these shoes from the Netherlands, and they're little clogs, but they have little boats on them. One of them is a shoe with a cat in it. So they're all very like, so sometimes artists made them. So he'd go to like art colonies and get like ones that were made by artists, or he'd go to like a tourist shop and get ones that were like on a keychain, wide variety.
Mm.
Okay. And it was a huge collection, hundreds of shoes. So my grandma divides the shoes between me and my cousins, which is this three of us. So I don't know what my cousins did with theirs. I think they have them. They display them. It's in their basement. I have no idea. Mine, I said to my boyfriend, you know, for me, this is just clutter. I'm not sentimental. You know, there was one thing in there that I really loved. I saved that because it reminded me of my grandpa. But everything else in there is just like, to me, clutter.
You got one bedroom. You got no room for shoes that aren't yours.
Right. That I can't put on my feet. If I can't put on my feet, I'm not interested. So I decide to see what the deal is with them on eBay. And I see on eBay that each shoe is worth anywhere from like $12 to $25, depending on where it was from or the size. Or there's people out there that collect this shit. You know, it's people collect stuff. So I said to my boyfriend, you know what? Instead of selling it as a lot, let's sell them by the each and see how we do. So we're down to like, I think we only have like 10 of them left. I mean, I started with like probably close to 100.
Wow.
And we're down to like, I think we have 10, maybe 15 of them left, you know, and people still like people on eBay are still looking and they're asking and they would just sell it for 10 instead of 14. Sure. You know, I just want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my cousins asked me how I'm displaying the shoes because she wanted to display hers. She was asking like, do you have them on display? Do you have them on a shelf? What have you done?
Yeah, I'm displaying them on eBay.
I was like, yeah. I was like, display them. No, I sold them on eBay. And she's like, you what? I sold them on eBay. To me, they're just clutter. It's not like it's, you know, they're not valuable. It's not like they're worth thousands of dollars. And how could you get rid of them? It's, you know, my grandpa collected a lot of stuff. I have photos of him. I have letters he wrote me when I was in camp. Mm. You know, I have things that are specifically me and him. But this is just his shoe collect. It's something he collected when he went. It was like a tourist thing, you know? They're really mad. They're angry at me because they are like, you're not sentimental. How can you do this? That's really cold. I don't know. What do you think?
No, somebody gave them to you. You can do with them whatever you want to.
Their argument was, if you didn't want them, you could have given them to us. And I was
then you should have paid me for them.
Exactly. I was like, well, they would have come with a price because now I know what they're worth. So 100 shoes, you know, I sold like, you know, anywhere between like $8 and $15 a shoe at this point. Hmm. Do the math. If you want to fork over the cash.
Right. If you would have paid a grand for the shoes, then I would have given you the shoes. But no. Once you get the crap, you can do with it whatever you please.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, it's not like I gave away something that was really like reminded me of my grandfather. It's not his ashes. It's not his clothing. Maybe he had a jacket that he always wore. And it was like, that's grandpa. And it smells like him. No, it was literally like he collected so much stuff. This was just one collection of stuff. He had this big giant case that he kept them all in. There were hundreds of them. You know, and we each got like 100 of them. So great. Don't sell yours. You got 100 of his shoes. How many more do you want? You got 100 of them. They remind you of him. There's your, you could be sentimental. You can sleep with them every night. You could put them up all over your bedroom. I don't care. You have yours. These are mine.
Yeah. He wouldn't want you to keep them. I mean, he collected them because he wanted to collect them. And if you needed money, then he would have said, sell them.
He didn't leave us any money.
Yeah, he left you shoes.
Exactly. So now he left me money.
Right. So leave me alone. I sold them. You should sell them too. Here's the website for eBay.
Yeah, that's what I... Thank you. I appreciate you supporting me because they really got on me saying that I'm not sentimental and I'm not emotional and I don't care about my grandpa. But I do care about my grandpa, you know?
You can block family too. I mean, there's no rule that says you can't block family on your phone. You can block whoever you want. They're mean to you, block them. Done. Don't need to talk to you. Don't need that negativity in my life.
Right. Things are not a person. I have a lot of memories with my grandpa. We did a lot of stuff together. I have all those photographs. I have, you know, I had a life with him. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest grandchild. I spent the most time with him. We were super close. I mean, when I was a baby, we lived in the same house. That's how we did it in Brooklyn. It was a two-family house. We were upstairs. Grandma and grandpa were downstairs, you know, so I grew up with my grandpa, you know, so he was a big part of my life. I don't need his shoe collection. I don't need more clutter here. What am I supposed to do? Like get rid of my sweaters, my winter sweaters to store my grandpa's stupid shoe collection? No.
Mm-hmm. No. Move on. Block them.
Thank you.
You don't even see them on holidays. So you can easily, because you probably haven't seen them in 10 years.
Well, one of them lives in Europe. So no.
Yeah. So you haven't seen them. Block them. Screw them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I didn't sell grandpa's ashes or his casket or whatever. I sold his stupid shoes that he collected. Leave me alone.